One of the most anticipated gatherings today involving state government is likely the beginning of confirmation hearings on Heidi Grether as director of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. Those hearings begin in just a couple of minutes at the nearby Farnham office building. Critics of Ms. Grether's appointment point to her former job as a lobbyist and spokeswoman for British Petroleum, BP. They say her ties to a big oil company should disqualify her from the post. Ms. Grether has said she wants people to wait and see how she runs the agency and that she intends to follow the law and follow the rules. Now, two people calling for Heidi Grether to be rejected by the legislature join me now. Nayira Sharif is an organizer with the group Flint Rising. Welcome, Nayira.
Thank you.
And Sam Englott is deputy communications director for the liberal advocacy group Progress Michigan. Sam, welcome.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Nayira Sharif of Flint Rising, you oppose the appointment of Heidi Grether in your own words. Tell us why.
Well, the Flint water crisis is one of the largest public health disasters in the history of this country. And someone who's a former BP lobbyist is not in a position to, one, rebuild trust with the residents of Flint, Michigan, and residents around the state that they're going to actually change any of the policies that created the crisis. And she has a history of catering to the corporations, and we need someone who's an advocate for the people.
Sam Englott of Progress Michigan, what, if anything, would you add to that?
Yeah, no, I would just echo what Nayira said. You know, in the wake of the Flint water crisis, you know, the MDEQ has come under a lot of scrutiny, even from the Flint Water Task Force, which was put together by Governor Snyder. They really laid blame for the crisis at the feet of the MDEQ. And so really, you know, we need a full-scale redo of how the MDEQ operates, and Governor Snyder choosing to pick a corporate oil lobbyist, like Nayira said, is not the way to rebuild trust. And really having somebody who profited from the oil industry for over a decade, well over a decade, is not the person that you want holding that very industry accountable when we have so many issues like the Enbridge oil spill and the questions around Line 5.
Ms. Grether told the Associated Press, and I'll quote, "Who I am is a whole lot more than just my last job." She also said, "I would hope that folks would give me a chance to see how I actually plan to run this agency, what kinds of decisions come out of it, and how we make those decisions." What do you make of those comments, Nayira?
Well, she has not met with Flint residents, and all of the information that I've heard about her so far, she has no plans of even having any listening sessions with communities that have been negatively impacted by the MDEQ or other policies. So she doesn't know how the city Flint residents we're still using bottled water, and we're still we're living our lives with bottled water. The pipes have not been replaced. I don't know what a timeline for that is. There is a package of bills that's languishing in the state house called the Waters and Human Rights Bill package. A lot of those things could be implemented via policy with the MDEQ. I don't know what the timeline for implementing any of those things to prevent another Flint water crisis is happening. And all of the information I've heard from her so far is not even addressing preventing another Flint water crisis.
There's another interesting feature here in play, though, Sam. You know, Keith Cray ran DNR for quite some time here during some very critical months. And we've been led to believe that he is really staying engaged with the Flint process. It'll be more him than it will be Heidi Grether. Does that give you any consolation, the fact that an experienced hand in the Flint water crisis is going to be staying on? And probably we're led to believe he may be more involved in Flint than she will.
Well, I think that's kind of part of the problem. I mean, one, like Nayira said, I mean, the Flint water crisis is not resolved, so people really don't have faith in the state's response as is. So whether Keith Cray has experience or not is kind of besides the point. There's still a lot of mistrust, and people still aren't getting the resources in Flint that they need.
Keith Cray's not the former director of BP, though.
No, he's not. Heidi Grether, you know, she says, I'm more than my last job. You know, it's not like she spent a summer flipping burgers for BP. I mean, she spent over a decade lobbying for their profit interests. I mean, she had a vested interest in making sure that BP, which is a chief driver of climate change denial and pumping pollution into communities that cause things like asthma rates, she profited from that very industry. So, I mean, all we can take right now, because we know very little about her, is her resume. And what she has said is she's focused on fixing the PR of the MDEQ. But from what we know with the Flint water crisis and the Flint water task force, it's not just a PR issue. It's a culture that needs to change at the MDEQ, and we're not convinced that she can change it.
Well, that is on her agenda, though. All the same, she'll likely become the director here. We were led to believe a few minutes ago that this process will probably last about an hour. So you may not have much choice in the matter. What happened? What do you do, if anything, after she becomes director of DEQ?
Well, I think first it's kind of a sad state of affairs when we can look at something as critical as appointing, the environmental watchdog, the head of the environmental watchdog agency, is supposedly a foregone conclusion. I think that's kind of a sad state of affairs in a Republican-controlled legislature and state government like this. I mean, this committee, the four Republican members have gotten nearly $65,000 in donations from the oil and gas industry. It may be a foregone conclusion, but that means that doesn't mean we have to accept it, and we can't hold people accountable for making the wrong choice.
Have you raised another name? Is there someone else that you feel should get that job?
Well, I think Governor Snyder has to go back to the drawing board. I mean, this is his appointment. He has to live with it, and we as the people are the ones who have to deal with it as well. But, we need an advocate. We need a watchdog. We need somebody who's going to protect communities, public health, our air and water, not somebody who profited from the very industry that's destroying those same communities.
And I would like to add that these policies they impact most likely communities of color, poor communities of color, so Detroit and Flint and in other areas around the state. This is going to be this is going to last a lot longer than whatever her appointment is. This is going to impact generations of people.
Now, Yira Sharif of Flint Rising joins me, also Sam Inglot of Progress Michigan. Nayira, you alluded to your hometown a minute ago. You're a Flint resident. Describe the mood in Flint right now and the impact that the water crisis is having on you right here, September of 2016, right now.
Well, we're over 9 months in this crisis that has been acknowledged. Residents are still living their lives with bottled water. There have been a lot of meetings, but no action in replacing the pipes. There has been infighting with different levels of government, and people are just really resigned, and they feel like the state doesn't care about what's happening in our community, because we have people, their pipes are falling apart in their homes, their appliances are falling apart, they're dying because of the impact of the state's policies and their inaction, specifically the MDQ's inaction, and not raising the alarm and flat out lying to the EPA about what was happening in Flint. And Governor Snyder's policies around the emergency manager law created this whole climate. So we really need to have bold response from the state, one, to show that they're competent and capable of changing the culture of the MDEQ, not only the MDEQ, but the other state agencies that's going to be responsible for the recovery.
We want to thank our guest. Nayira Sharif is an organizer with the group Flint Rising. She is also a Flint resident. Sam Inglot, Deputy Communications Director for the Liberal Advocacy Group, Progress Michigan. Thanks for joining us. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you, Mark.